The Mechaber himself is most noteworthy for his silence in terms of not saying what the Rambam said. And that's very, very important to understand. Shulchan Aruch and Simei Kuf Tes Vav Sif Vav quotes the Gemara. Ein Edim Shezinsa Ela Shehi Omer Shezinsa Ein Choshen L'Davar Zel Oso D'Shem Ein Ea Nosta B'Yacher. Black on white. It's a Mefurash Gemara in Mesechta in the Darim. It's really a Mishnah fundamentally. The Mishnah is talking about Eishes Kohen. The Gemara seems to talk about Eishes Yisrael. We'll see the details as we go. Okay? Rabosai. What's missing in the Shulchan Aruch is what the Rama says. Rama says, "V'dafka she'ein raglayim l'davar, aval yesh raglayim l'davar ne'menes." Who's he quote? What we saw yesterday, Barichas Piskim Arai. That's the Trumas Hadeshen Simon Reishchav Beis. The Mechaber omits it, because the problem becomes: how can the Mechaber omit it when, after all, the Trumas Hadeshen proves? Seems to try to prove that he's right from the Furusha Gemara. Let's take a look over here, Rabosai. We saw it yesterday. Let's open your Vamas first. Oh, we have to start in the Gemara. One more time. Chavdal and Beis. The last line of Tosus Chavdal and Beis is as follows. Behold the Yitzchich, Bahano, Uvde, the Sofan, the Dharam, the Abtsadi Alef and Beis. Lahanu, Tarme, the Yitzchich Sharia. What are the two reasons to be mad at the woman to her husband? One, the Isa the Avadi Surah Yechus Yavimber, because he would have hidden instead of jumping out and breaking the fence. Number two, the Isa the Avadi Surah Nichale the Lechel, let him eat the poison and die. Very often the adulterer will kill the husband. What do you need that for? What do you need that for? We just learned over here, according to Shitas HaTosis against the Shiltas, that Ede Kir is not enough to forbid a woman to her husband. So who needs these external reasons? Stam kacha, edek here is not enough. So right to the shiltus? No. Niruliri, the hasan bi omeres temeani, ki masnisin the hasan dalakoi. No, in our Gemara, she protests her innocence. There she says she's guilty. Nonetheless, hafilohochi sharia mehano tami. Even though she said she's guilty, she's permissible. Why is she permissible? Because of these extraneous reasons. What do you see in Tosus? Were it not for these extraneous reasons, what would it then be? What would it then be? Rabbi, she's permissible because of the extraneous reasons that we just saw. He wouldn't have hide. He wouldn't have told him that it's poison. So that's why it's permissible. Otherwise, it would be what? Come on. Prohibited, right? So it would be prohibited. So Chamafurusha Gemara in the Darim. If you have this situation, it's prohibited. And the re-explains, she says to Me'ani, and we have what we call Raglayim Ledover, what happened, what's going on with this couple. So the combination of Me'ani and what we call Raglayim Ledover suffices to prohibit the woman to her husband. Mefurish, that's exactly what we saw over here in the Ramah. And the question then becomes, why the Shulchan Aruch omit it? Right? Why the Shulchan Aruch omit it? Fine. Tosi has a question. Amai Sharia, Taka, why is it mutter? First narrow line here on Chafeim and Aleph. Kevin Shomeres Tmeya Hoshavisa the Nafsha Chatika the Isura. She makes herself prohibited to her husband. No, that's no kasha. Lefishero Chachomish and Iskakal Anoshim with the name Be'acher. For almost came the Shakras, the Kachnirlen the Hatira. Right? This, we don't accept her testimony. Not only Stamkacha, but again, that's why we don't normally allow Tumeani to work. I, Raglayim Ledover, it does work. Yeah, because you have circumstantial evidence. Not with leaving her, so it's a combination of what she said plus the circumstantial evidence. Fine. Why did Mechaber leave it out? That's the big question. Why leave it out? He left it out. That's the problem. So to surely to address this problem, if you can get me Mesechta Nedarim, Tzadi Aleph and Beis, I'll tell you where he's coming from. At first glance, it's a Gemara Mefureshes. At first glance. Now we're going to, when we open the Shulchan Aruch, which you'll see in a minute, you'll all see a review of yesterday's shir in terms of the what we'll see on the side, the Beis Shmuel, the Chagos Mechog. Before we get to any of this, Yeah, if you can be tzuros, that would be better. If you don't mind. It's a very small daf. This is only like half a number. You might make it as big as you want. I want to see, I'll show the boys the rat. The rat is what I really want to see. Okay, this is the last Amud. This is the final Amud in Masechet Nedarim. It's Tzadi Aleph Mevayis. That's it. Good. That's also all I need. A little higher. No, the rat's on the right side. Okay, stop. Okay, this is the Gemara we saw yesterday. I'm not going to see it again. What happens over here, we fit. No senes eneo ve'acher. Here's the story. He broke the fence. Right, the whole story. Says the Rambam like this. Behold, it's trichi lahani timey. Why is the Gemara... Can you read it? With my mouse. Can you all read it? It's big enough? That which the Gemara requires these extraneous reasons of what? You know, that the question of hiding and not hiding, these are this nature. Okay? Right here. Lav le memra, de belav hochi itasa asira. The lesser, she'en o isha nesera salbaila, hella bikinu yastira be'ede dover bar. So, who needs all these reasons? Look what it says now. Ella. We're not for these reasons. Listen carefully now. A whole new Torah, Rabbi Osai. The Ran is saying there's no case at all where the husband is compelled to divorce his wife. No such case. Not compelled that Bezdin will force him to separate. Not even that Bezdin will pask him that you chayev to separate. Even that not. The whole thing we're discussing over here is whether he is required what we call Latzeis Yudei Shamayim to be a very special and scrupulous individual. He's required to separate himself from his wife. That's what we would have said. Because of these external circumstances, we don't even say that. That's how the Ran learns. If you learn the Gemara this way, Rabbi Osai, the entire proof of the Trumas Hadeshen with the Tosis all falls off. Follow me? Because they're working with an assumption that the discussion in the Gemara and after the last Amud Masechet Nedarim is whether we force him to divorce her or require him to divorce her or not. That's not up for discussion, says the Ran. Never do you force, never do you require. Shema in there, not to be acher. The question is only, do we even recommend it? And the answer is no. Why? We assume that she's not telling the truth. We assume she's not telling the truth. Finished. She's not telling the truth. That's what it means. It's a sasharia. Heter gomer. We ignore everything which is being said. That's what it means. Why that? Because if there would have been an Avera, he would have hidden. So therefore, had it not been for that, we would say to the husband, you know, Latzeis Yedei Shamayim, you should really separate from your wife. Now we don't even say that. So this cuts, it's a Chumra and a Kula, it cuts in two directions. On the one hand, this Ran says that in a typical case, there is a Chiyuv Latzeis Yedei Shamayim to separate. On the other hand, it says that in this particular case, even that doesn't exist. But there's never a case, according to the Ram, against the Ramo, that you would force a divorce based upon Taman Yilchov, even with the Raglai on the Dover. That's why the Mechaber left it out. So the Mechaber and Sivov did not say what the Ramo said, presumably because he holds like Shita Saran. Oh. Now, I told you yesterday that it's going to open up one more time to the Hagos Mordechai Simon Kuv Beis, where he quotes a source. I looked it up, and as I already intimated yesterday, it's not there. Not that I would have known that it's not there. The post them say it's not there. So it's not. But nonetheless, we have to look at the original source over here. The Mordechai Sagos, Mordechai Simon Kuv Beis, he quotes the Smad, who quotes a Yerushalmi. Kuv Beis. Karsina Yerushalmi. It's coming from the Smad. Ha'omeres Tumea Ani Lechotz, page Yutes, column 2, about a third of the way down. Im Nosna Amasla Ne'emenes. What do you mean an Amasla? The word amasa means many different things. Literally it means a mushal, it means an excuse, or something of this nature. Usually this means amasa, as we shall see later on. Let's say a woman, for example, said to a husband, I'm a nida. So what she says to nida, she says, you can't go near him. Then the next day she says to him, I was lying to you. A chutzpah. Why'd you lie? She gives a reason. I didn't feel well, I had a headache, I had a stomachache, I didn't want to go near you. And I didn't know how to tell it to you, so I said, I was a nida, finished. She reads a doctor's note that she has a stomach ache or headache. So she's believed. Hamasmisu, to make yourself look better. Here it means to make yourself look worse. That's a little bit of an unusual usage. Okay? Homeris Tmenelcha, Ibnosna Masla, and you look at the bottom of the Bach, Shemaris Dvarm Shamochichim Shemesu, that you did sin, then what? Nemenes. Ibnosna Masla, and the Mefurashi Rishalmi, like what? Like the Ramah. Only thing is, it's not in the Rishalmi. It's not there. I'm not sure what the smack out of it. It's not there. Omar Av Ila, this is there. Although the Gerus Rishalmi is Omar Av Hila with a hey. Imhoya Chover Yotzi. Who was a Chover? A Chover means a more scrupulous individual. It's very medacting and things. Yotzi, this is the source that we just saw before in the Ram of Achila Tzitzit Shemayim. Then it says, Imhu Mamina, if he believes her, Chayav Lahotzi. That's also not found in the Yerushalmi. Only in the Yerushalmi is this line. Imhoya Chover Yotzi. Out of the four lines, only one of them is really there. Strange. But that's just the reality. It's the last Rishalmi of Sechta Nadarm. Same Mishnah, the last Babi, the last Rishalmi. Ad kind of wanted to show you inside what it says over here in the Haggadah Mordechai. Fine. Now, who says it's not there? I asked you to see the Gra. Let's open up. Now open up the Shulchan Aruch. We're finally getting a chance to open it up. The Gra over here in Simon. Kuf tes vav, sif katan chav tes. Please, everyone, look inside carefully. Bir Agra. What does it say? He quotes the whole Mordechai, Agos Mordechai, from the Smag, as we saw. He says as follows. Aval bismag, uvi rishalmi shalonos of the darim, lesa, ela derab ila levad. In other words, it's not the Smag's fault, it's the Mordechai's fault. We don't understand where the Mordechai is coming from. He's quoting a non-existent Smag and a non-existent Yerushalmi. Doesn't say the idea of a Masla. Then once we're at it, Od Kosu Smag Vagos Mordechai Bishmo Shemamina Chayav Lahotzi. Now, that's not in the Yerushalmi. Maybe he understood that even the Smag didn't mean that that's in Yerushalmi. In other words, maybe the Mordechai could be read that Garcina Birushalmi goes until Chover Yotzi, period. And the last five words, from whom Amina Chayav Lahotzi, was never meant to be a Yerushalmi. Sure enough, it's not a Yerushalmi. So that's one way to read. Akan Lashon goes on the Smag, not on the Yerushalmi. That's how he seems like he's saying it. He says it's against the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. We'll come to what that means a little bit later on. Ad kan the Gra, Rabosai, Sifkoton, Chav, Tes. Good. So now, Rabosai, I asked you to see over here the Pischei Tshuva. This is, I asked you to see, I mentioned it yesterday. Open up if you have the Pischei Tshuva, Sifkoton, Chav, Aleph. It's very, very important. Sifkoton, Chav, Aleph. Everyone looking inside? I am Besefer Beis Meir, Shakosa. The after me mas nisin sof nedarim mekor din zeh leka lemishma ele be'eshes kohen she omeres nitmesi be'ones she eina mafsedes ksuba haksuba ba'mirasa hu dechashinon de'enea nosta biach. We mentioned this in Shir yesterday. She wants a cake and eat it too. She wants a ksuba and a divorce too. She can go marry a boyfriend. Abel Eishes Yisrael show meres shezinsel beratzon din mafsedes taksuba. Right? We can suggest that maybe in this kind of a situation, since she's willing to forfeit the ksuba, perhaps she should be believed. And it says in brackets, Ayin, Tosis, and Ksuba, Samuel, Gilel, and Beis, that suggested something along these lines as we read in Shira yesterday. Says the Beis Meir, Omnam B'Yushalmi, Mavuar, the Afriyeshis Yisrael, Einan HaMenesba. Why? This is awesome. This really is a Yushalmi. Omer Ab'ila, Imhoya Chavir, Yochosh. Then it says, Imhoya Kohen, V'chulei. What does that mean? The Chavir is not a Kohen, he's a Yisrael. And only because he is a Chavir, he's held himself to a higher standard, Yochosh. Harimut Lehedja, the Afpi Yisrael Hittir, Ela Shimhu Chavir, Yochosh. Look at that, amazing. So this din, by the way, the next in the brackets it says in Simon Memvav Sivches, Kosav Abbas Meir, that poskim shesosmu v'kosvu ein choshishin, the poskim will say, we're not worried about it. Mash mashadachu lahoda Yerushalmi, ne mashmos talmudan benedaram sham tzari alef mebeis. What does it say? Omer Rav Nachman, what did Rav Nachman say? Rav Nachman in the sugya, lo tashkichun ba, no senes eineo bi'acher. What do you mean lo tashkichun? How to translate the word lo tashkichun ba? Give me an English translation. Don't pay attention to her. That means that you shouldn't not even listen to Shadei Shamayim. If it's Shadei Shamayim, you have to pay attention to her. So the poskim say, based on the line of the Bavli, we reject the Yerushalmi. Okay? Lo tashkichun ba. Right? And there's another expression over here, the third line. Eineo nosno bi'acher, v'les bo mashosha b'mila. What she's saying has no mamish, Dorosh, it's nothing, it's meaningless. Those two lines in the last daf in the Dorim indicate that the Yerushalmi is not accepted. So suggests the Beis Meir that the Rov Poskim say. Fine, makes sense. It makes sense. Okay, Atkan, what he quotes over here from the Yerushalmi, then he says, even though I think the Yerushalmi should be rejected, the Smag, Hagos Mordechai, and here in the Kiddushin, quote the Yerushalmi Chavir Yochosh, Mash Maktash Adatam Lochosh Azeh. Fine, Rabosai. Atkan, I wanted to see the first part of this Pischei Tshuva, very important, in Sivkoton Chav Aleph. Okay, Sivkoton Chav Aleph. It's interesting, Rabosai. It's interesting. If the Beis Meir would be right, namely, that when it comes to Eishes Yisrael, who's willing to fall for the Ksuba, she is believed, and Tosfos Kasha, we saw yesterday, would be answered in Ksuba Samach Gimel Amud Beis. Because according to Rambam, it says, Moas Alai, she can insist on a divorce. So the question which was raised by Tosfos, if that's the case, why doesn't she believe it here with a Migu? She could have said Moas Alai. The answer, according to the Beis Meir's suggestion, is in fact, she is believed. She is believed. Again, we're not passing that way, but that would be the possibility which the Beis Meir raised over here. Bavli can say it, the Yerushalmi cannot. Fine. Let's now, Rabosai, discuss the issue which was already plaguing us already yesterday. But I want to show it to you, starting with the Chelkos Mechokek, Sivkot and Chof Aleph. We'll see the Beis Shmuel quotes it, the one I asked her to see, but let's just see it in its original form. The Ramah said, if she says, I sin, it's Raglayim Ladovin Emenes, Ayin Barosh Perek Shein Adi Yavamis, Simen Ches, which we already saw, I think last week we read that Rosh, the Av Bo Meres Tumani Lecha, V'ika Raglayim Ladovin, Yika Tama Lehet Teira, Kagon Dar Minon Im Isa Da Avda Asura Nichol Adiyen Dalema, so Ichu Se Yach Se Yavim Erchus, Ein Osrinosa, Ayin Shom, Shekosam Tam Ledvarov. So before we see the Beis Shmuel's critique, let's do what the Chelkos Mechokek said and open up to the Rosh in Simen Ches. You have the mitzvah to Shmuel Devei Chachamim. Open up, please, to the Rosh in Simen Ches. Perek Bey Simen Ches. Please, everybody. It's a Chazara for us. We read this Rosh last week at some length. See it again. The Rosh is found, it's page Ches in our print. Page Ches in our print. And it's parallel to what we saw in Atosis, but we'll see it anyway. It's in the narrow lines in column 2 on page Ches. Simen Ches, page Ches. Of course, in the Dorm Tzari Aleph Mebeis, Shario Labala, Afilu Kileka Tara, Kihosam Lemishri. Da Kaimulon Ein Osnal Yichud. Ustira Namilo Ashkanba, the Yitzuraba, Blokinu Afilu Beedim. So he asked the question which the Ran asked. The Ran asked the question, we saw him, who needs, Tosi asked the question. Who needs those other reasons, the extraneous reasons of why we say no sin occurred? What's the extraneous reason? Because had the sin occurred, the Noah would want Osman to die. Had the sin occurred, the Noah would have hidden. Who needs all that? Yeah, who needs those reasons? Who needs it? Says the Rosh, Shun dahosa mari biomeres tamea ani kimas nisim dahosa da'ala koi. It's an Al-Tosu, said the same thing verbatim. Obisho sekas umoda. Umishom hachi itzruch lemeima. Tama di itzusharia for the extraneous reason. Ava biomeres tahorani, sharia afilu belohani taimi dahosa. Vial titma heich matirin osa lebailo hoshavisa lenafshach atira di isura. Kevin Sharma to me ani, Kimachil on Dora Osolo, Yeshloma, same as Tosis. Yisharo, Chachamim, Kilkol Adoras, Shenostu, Yanosha, Renee, and Baacher, Hero, Romos, Kevin Shakras, Lechenil and Atir. Atka, he instead of quoting it from the Tosis, he quotes it from the Rosh, because the Rosh is more of a, I guess, halacha safer. Fine? Okay, that's what it says. Fine. Let's now turn our attention to Beis Shmuel, Simen Kuf Tes Vav, Sivkot and Chav Gimel. Okay, Rabosai? This is on the Maram HaKamos. Sivkot and Chav Gimel. Kol Tosfos and Yevamos, that we just saw. Fine. He quotes the Rosh, that we just saw. And he quotes the Chagos Mechogos, who quotes them, Mepshitas. Says the Beis Shmuel in an accusation against the Chagos Mechogos. Vishtah Mitzah Minei. He forgot. Divri Atosfos and Ksubis. That we saw on the screen yesterday, Samagil Mabez, the Pligi Azeh, the Ein Matirin Osa Mitam Anal Gishomeres Tameani. Tosin Ksuma says, no! Whenever she says Tameani, she's going to be Asura 100%, irrespective of this, of these so called extraneous reasons. Either Gemara, so we had that wild pshat in Tosin Ksuma. The Gemara is referring, Itus Hashayim means to the Boel! Paradoxically, to the Boel, not to the Baal. And she never said, Tmeyani. That's the Tosfos and Ksuvos pshat. Piski, Marai, look inside. Is this what he's following me in Chav Gimel? Hiksha Divri HaTosfos Hanal, Sosun Zezeh, from Yevamos to Ksuvos. The Tirits, there's no Tirits. Mashakosu, Beperagaf Alpi, Divri HaRashbo, Mishantz, Shechibra Tosfos. Vechenir, Medivri HaGozu, Hegedir HaGlai, Medover, Asura, V'ein Chilik Medover. Our Tosfos, our Ramah, made no distinction between these extraneous reasons of Irchus and of this nature, existing or not existing. V'malmana. One second. That's the Ramah. Makes no distinction. This is the sheet of Tosfos Masechta Ksuvos. So the Chagos Mechogos had no right to say that the Ramah is wrong and he left out the case with his extraneous reasons. No. Doesn't matter extraneous reasons or no extraneous reasons. It doesn't matter. Raglan Ledover, she's always Asura. Okay? Even if there is the extraneous svara to be made. Because it doesn't apply to this case. It applies to a bowl, which is a tamani, as we saw before. Adkan, the Beis Shmuel's critique of the Chelkas Mechokek, who forgot about the Tosfos and Masechta Ksuvos. Alright? He forgot about it. He forgot about it. Or he didn't want to pass like them. Take your choice. Okay. Now, if you look carefully, Rabbi Osai, there are a number of other important points. Just piece by piece, we're skipping something, but not everything. take a look a little bit further. Rabosai, what happens in the following case? It's a very important case, and it'll lead us to other cases as well. What happens if one witness says that this woman was unfaithful? A witness says she's unfaithful? One witness says that she's unfaithful. Now what happens? A witness. What do you do when there's a witness? So tell them there's no witnesses. What is a witness? So, Rabosai, I'm skipping half the Sifkatan. V'im eid echad omer shezinsa. A woman, one witness said that she was mizana. And what's her response? V'hi shosekes. She is quiet. She neither confirms nor denies. Everyone follow me inside? She confirms nor denies. Haviko do'o. It's as if she admits that she's guilty. What we call it famously, shtika nu kodo. Okay. So big deal, she admitted it. So what? Says the Beis Shmuel further. We do not construe her silence as because she wants to marry her boyfriend. Rather, v'chayav legarsha afilu ha'ed eino neman be'enav katrei. V'chayav legarsha al pi adin. Can cause a marshal. The marshal says, chayav legarsha al pi adin. Why is that so? What's the basis of the marshal? The reason is, we have an Eid Echad. It's true Eid Echad alone is not enough. Eid Echad says, Ishra Zinsa, he's not required to listen to him, not required to divorce him. But, if Eid Echad says Zinsa, and she confirms it, then according to the Marshal, he's required to divorce Rabbi Din. Says the Beis Shmuel, not so simple. Avalotiritza Beis Yosef B'Simen Zeh, Eino Chayav L'Gash Al P'Yadid, Elimidine Shamayim Chayav Legarsha. So Machlokes, is a Chiyav Al Pidin to divorce her in this case? Or is only Chiyav, let's say, what's called a Chiyav Midine Shamayim? Midine Shamayim. So Machlokes, the Beis Shmuel called two opinions. Fine. Next case. Do you want to go out with the Prisha? Discuss it in Kufa and Ches. Fine. Next case.
A man is a witness.
They made echad omer shezinsa. The omer, what's your gear, sir? Who's following inside with me? Rabbi, are you following inside? They made echad omer shezinsa. What's the next word in your print? The omeres. It's a typo. The omer it should be. You have the omer. Who has the omeres? The old shulchan aruch says the omeres. New one says the omer. All right, the omer is correct. He points it on the side. The Omer is correct. That was the first Rishon had it that way, and there's just a typo. Okay, the Omer, the Bala Yodea Shezinsa. I'm telling you, this guy says, I saw this nus, and the husband was with me. He saw it also. Ubal Shosek, V'ho'ed Mehemelech Atrei, Kos of Marashal, the Chayev Legarsha, Lotseis Yedei Shamayim. V'api adin, eino chayav legarsha. That's quite a remarkable statement as well. That's what Marshal says. That's right. Can you imagine that? This is the case of Lotzeis Yedei Shamayim. The earlier case, where she admitted it, then he's chayav api adin. But here, Rabosai, where he admits it, but she doesn't, then it's only Lotzeis Yedei Shamayim. That's the Marshal says. Pshat in the Rif and the Rosh and Kiddush. Fine. Remarkable. Last case. The last two lines of Chav Gimel. V'im yodua shenisyachto emechot. It's a known fact, I guess, with two Edim. And she was secluded in a locked room with somebody. The Omra de Zinsa. And she says, what I did there was an act of Znus. Nira de Nemenes. Achidish Nifla Venoira Admaod. It seems to me, says the Beis Shmuel, that she is believed. Vinish Makay, Medivri Hamorach, Aksuba, Simon Kuf Mamzayim, Vagos Oshri, Perg Bey, Simon Chavches, She Vesi Besabuch. It's not found over here, it's somewhere else. It's in that Madura Kama, etc., etc., etc. Now, he tells you, look at the Madura Kama. In the back of my Shulchan Aruch, have a Beis Shmuel, Madura Kama. I'll tell you if I can actually read it to you or not. We'll see in a minute. Beis Shmuel wrote two Maduras. Madura Kama and the Madura Basra. We have the Madura Basra. He says he quoted it in the Madura Kama. We'll see in a minute if the whole thing is there. Madura Kama. Okay. I'm not seeing it over here. I have the Madura Kama, but I'm not finding it here. Maybe things are in a different order. But I did look it up myself, which I hope some of you did also, in the Mordechai and Agos Ashri in Subas, in the second parak. There's a discussion in the following case. There was a yichud of sorts, and she yells, "Nenasti!" It was against my will. Against my will, and it's a pilpul. Do you believe her or don't you believe her? Why shouldn't you believe her? She's nishkan grace at tzedekis. What's she doing with yichud with these guys? It's interesting. We already learned earlier that yichud is not the same as kir. That was the whole shir yesterday before. Yichud is not the same as kir. Despite that fact, if she says to me, we trust her, we believe her. And not only that, Rabosai, it's referred to a case where she was misyachid with two guys. Not one. Two guys. It was in the forest at night. Shouldn't have been there with these two guys. You read the story there. It was a very not nice story. But in any event, she screams, Nanasti, the pilpul, she's believed or not. But she said it Macy, apparently she'd be believed. Does everybody agree? No! Look at Pischei Tshuva Chavav. He disagrees with this. The Beis Shmuel didn't say it definitively. He said, Nira. So Nira, I mean, someone else will say, Lo Nira. Sure enough, look at Pischei Tshuva Chavav, please. Chavav. Take a look. Gotta find it. One second. So I think it's somewhere here. It's pretty long. Probably towards the end. In here. I saw it before. I'm sorry, I'm missing it now. But there, I'll find it again later on. The Pischei Tshuva says that some disagree and say that Yichud is not the same as Raglayim Ledover. I'm not sure why I can't find it. I'm looking in the wrong place. It's so long, I can't find it. I'm looking again, I still can't find it. Okay, I must have either jotted it down wrong or just can't find it. There are those who disagree with this line in the Beis Shmuel. Clean that up tomorrow. Remind me, I'll try to find exactly where it is. You found it? Where is Chavav? Is it?
It's like 40 lines from Chavzai.
Four lines?
Like 40 lines from Chavzai.
40 lines. I have a different print. No, I found Chavav. I just can't find Where in Chavav it is? No, thank you. I found Chavav, but I can't find in Chavav. I wrote that in my notes. Chavav, and I can't find here what I. Those who argue with the Beis Shmuel. I'm just not finding it here. I apologize. I'll look for it again a little bit later. Now, but I do find, once we're in Chavav, look at the end of Chav Hei. The end of Chav Hei. Someone asked me today, how devious are people really? He quotes over here, Rabbi Osai, from the Tshuva Svarim. What if the woman comes, and she comes crying, Oi, Hodah Derech Tshuva. Oi, maybe we should say that she's telling the truth because she's crying and she's admitting and she's repenting. The last two lines of Chafei say, absolutely not. Chayshinon chetarim v'taseh dvarim. No, before that. One second. He quotes over here, the Arume Maramra. In other words, that's also fooling. The fact that she is crying and saying she's doing tshuva, it's all part of the scam. It's all part of the scheme that they should believe her, but she really never did anything wrong. Ad Khan, you'll see in the Pesach Tshuva at the end of Sivkotan, Chof Hei. Okay. And now I have to go back to the Beis Shmuel Chof Gimel that we saw already. See it again one more time. The Beis Shmuel says, very important, the Beis Shmuel says in Sivkot and Chav Gimel, towards the beginning, he says, the Rama said, Raglayim Ledover Asura, Ve'ein Chiluk Bedover. What do those three words mean, Rabbi Osai? Ein Chiluk Bedover. There's no difference whether those external considerations of the Gemara and of Nedarim exist or don't exist, such as, well, had there been a sin, the individual would have hidden. That implies an additional reason want to assume that there's no sin. Makes no difference that additional reason. So writes the Beis Shmuel, three words, Ein Chiluk Bedover. You take a look, Rabbi Osai, in the Pisrei Tshuva, here in Sivkot and Chav Zayin. Take a look, please. Sivkot and Chav Zayin. Look carefully. He quotes the Beis Shmuel, Ein Chiluk Bedover. I am B'Sefer Beis Meir. Shatoma alashona beishmuel, b'mashakosa vein chilik bedover. Devadai gan lebeishmuel yesh chilik bedover. Why? It's very important you see these words. It's critical. Dehecha deika raglayim leiser lechud. Just circumstantial evidence indicating she was guilty. Nemenes legamre. Umechuyav lehotzi. Mishamlasa didei. She is credible. And therefore, he must divorce her from his own perspective. Vafilu amasta lo mahani lachakach. An amasta later on, we'll see soon, won't help. Uveik anami raglayim leheter. Eina asura ele mishum lasa di do. De shavisa nafshach aticha de isura. Umoa la masla. It's a general principle. I told you before. The woman tells us she's a nida. Shavi nafshach aticha de isura. She has an excuse, had a headache, a stomach, I was angry with you, whatever excuse, she had a good excuse, she is able to retract what she said earlier. Because our master is able to undo what we call Shavar Avshchatir Adisura. But if there's actual Nemanus, then our master won't help. Says the Beis Meir, in a case where Raglayim Ledover only Liyisr, she has intrinsic Nemanus, and therefore with her master later on will not be effective. Will not be effective. That's it. Will not be effective. Oh. Now, interestingly, this is the Beis Meir as it appears over here in the Pisrei Tshuva Sivkaton Chav Zayin. In my edition, it tells you where to find it. Sof Dibramaschil Hago Avol. That's where to find it. So I have a base mirror in the back of my fancy Shulchan Aruch. And I have Hago Avol. Okay? He quotes this then. He says, no. Kibraglayim le Isa le Chudne Menes le Chayav lo Tzio Mishum Lasa Didei. Right? Al Pia Yerushalmi Hanal. What Yerushalmi? You have to be so careful about saying choice of words. The Yerushalmi said, we still quote in the Mordechai, that if she gave an Amasla Nemenes, a totally different word. There the word means Amasla, as the Bach said we saw in the Mordechai, is circumstantial evidence that she's telling the truth, that she's guilty, and she did sin. Alright? The word Amasla in our context means, she then says, what I said earlier was wrong. Let's be so careful with choice of words. That's what I'm trying to point out to you. You can get a little bit confused, but I hope you understand what I'm saying. The word Amasla in our context here means she later on retracts her earlier words with an excuse. And the word Amasa, as you see in the back over here, means, on the bottom of the Mordechai, circumstantial evidence that she's telling the truth when she said she had sinned. I just want to point out the word means two different things. Where does the word of the Amasa come from? Based on the Gemara Masechta Ksubas, as I told you. She says I was a Temeah, or I was a Shis. Whatever it is, it's credible. Take a look, please, in Beis Shmuel, Sivkot and Chav Dalet. V'yimchoz Revachulim. Kosa b'chelkos mechokek. Efsher. Li'ach hazman ein mo'ol amaslo. Right? Where's amasa found in the Ramah? Take a look. We're both saying, look at the Shulchan Aruch proper first. Shulchan Aruch writes, very important, where we left off. Aval ibduk su boso ike v'tosefes u'mash eino b'enri mash nichnis alo. What's the case? What's the mechavet? Leave out, skip all the Ramos. What's the mechavet talking about? You have to read Rav Yosef Kahn without the Ramah. Ain Aiden Shazinsa, Lashia Meir Shazinsa, and Choshen Lava also Al Shemin Al Sabiach. That's correct. But nonetheless, she forfeits a Ksuba. Hodos Baldna Kameidim Dami. She said she was sinful, she loses a Ksuba. For from her perspective, she broke up the marriage. Fine. Says the Ramah on this. V'yim Chosreba, V'nosna Amasal Advareha, V'mashem Abitchil Lokain, Ne Menes, Hagos Monach in Kedushin. So she doesn't lose the Ksuba. She doesn't lose the Ksuba if she backs out. Says the Chelkos Mechokech of Beis, Yesh the Daktek, Imol Amas La Afli Achash Zman, V'lo Necho Shema Limduo Lito Namas Zuh. She went to a lawyer, and the lawyer told her a lie. She was in Bezdin, she admitted her sin, and the lawyer said, that's not good, you're going to lose your Ksuba, you better back out. Lawyers, Maisim Mecholyo, what do you find, she said? Look at Choshen Mishpat Siman Pei. There's a clock called Toin V'Chozer V'Toin. You can't do it once you left Bezin, even in Amasa, because the lawyer told that a lie. V'Yaf Al Pi She'ish Hashar My Eish Hashani V'Chakach Amar Pnuya V'Yach Hazman Nemenes B'Nosen Es Amasla. That's the Sugin Ksubas Chaveis. Shana Yisura Mimamon. That's talking about an Isur. When it comes to an Isur, we give much more credibility to an Amasla. Vodos Baldon Yimamon Kedim Dami. Umatola Amasla Lahotzi Mimamon Mibaila. Enoch Amasla Gedolimize. Shom Rubin Mishnah Achrona Benadorm Dafzada Yimid Beis. Shemo Enea Nosta Biacher. That's the biggest Amasla that she's bluffing. Afal Pikain, Linyan Moment, Kaimalan, Commissioner Rishonisham, that she loses her Ksuba. So therefore, he says, Amasa, presumably, would not work once she left the Bezdin in order to get her Ksuba back. Ad kan nechelkos mechokek. Says it by Shmuel Chavdalek. Kosa bechelkos mechokek. Hev shaliachas man ein mol amasa ki yeshloch Hashem limdu alam. The lawyer told him what to say. V'yesh ledamas atoim v'chose v'toim dein neman achas sheyotza mi-bezdin. Kein ochanami in mo'ol amasla. Ki amasla in a mo'ol elinyin iser, v'lo le'inyin momen. So writes the Beis Shmuel here in Sivkoton Chof Dalet. Now we come, Rabosai, to a Pisrei Tshuva, Sivkoton Chof Tes. Rabosai Chof Tes and Pisrei Tshuva, we'll see right away what he means. Everyone open up, please. Pisrei Tshuva Chof Tes. He calls a shchut ashani. Amasla lo mahani elahechad ha'amasla hilasalik es ahezek. She said she was a nida. She backs out. She's not a nida. All she's trying to do is remove the harm that she had inflicted upon herself by saying she was a nida. Avalo kishahi l'shum to'eles. Amasla doesn't work when you're going to gain something. When you're going to gain something. So he wants to know about Dagos Monach and Kiddushin. A woman said she was Mizane. Imchoz Ravanos Namasla. Says the Chutashani, Tzarech Loma, Dahay Amasla Hugnami, by Gavna Shekosafti. Kigom? Sheoma Sheosas Akein, Meshe Bikshol Hafkiya Atza Mitachas Bala. Why? Mipnei Shehu Mitzara. The husband is hitting her, he's beating her, he's inflicting pain upon her, and now she wants out. So in that kind of a case, Rabbi Osai, she can attribute her earlier fallacious statement to the fact she wanted to get out of a bad situation. Fine. Who Omar? She's causing him pain. For Rav to lita naget, then the master would help. Aval im hi Omra. She also said Cain, that she lied and she said she was Mizana. Why? Not to get out of a bad situation, to get into another good situation, she thinks it's better. Mistaber to lo mehem nina lo, we don't believe in Amasla. Mitama de kasivna, reason number one. Gamina tam shekosav to liel, to lo magzakina lo birishi, shetiten enel biach shetaras baila. That's an evil thing to do, to want to marry a boyfriend when you're married to a husband. That desire itself is evil. V'cheinim amah hu, she Kenny saw this beautiful girl, k'nelisa acheres, shelo hayu nosen lo b'shul takonat ha'ben ha'gershim, lo mahani. He has this gorgeous girlfriend that he sees, and he's married to this ugly wife. So he says, that's why Allah, we don't believe him. Two reasons. One, he's making himself into a Russia. And two, he wasn't in such a bad situation. He just wants to get improve his situation. A prettier wife. Says a Pesachet Shuva. Uvazeh nitche rayas achelkos mechokach haveiz. We just saw. V'mashakosa. V'ein lecha amas legadol imizu. Shema b'mishnah achrona. Shema ne'a nosta b'yachah v'chulei. Ayin sham. No. There it's in a sense of a positive. To gain a new positive situation is not called an amasla. That's what it says. My problem is, Rabbi Osai, look on the Ramah a little bit later in this very same sif. A little bit later. Please look. Where it says, Hodes, with a small lamed of the Beis Shmuelers. It should be right in front of you in the Ramah. Hodes lefnei echot, shezinso. V'yachakach omeres sheshekeru. U'makcheshes o'eir ha'meir oleo. She denies the whole thing. She never said it. Muteres lebala af imamin habala eid hameir aleha. Why? The amrinon betchila shahodes nosno enea biacher biach shav choseresba. Quoted from the various sources in the poskim. So what do you see? That this is some kind of an amasla of some sort. When she says, I lied before, even though in this particular case it was for a gain, not to avoid a loss. The way out of this, Rabbi Osai, is as follows. If you look in the Chelkos Mechokach of Zion, Hodes lefnei echad shezinsa, lav davka lefnei echad, I feel lefnei shnayim, do atam shem einenos tebiachad, shayach af mishnayim, mishnah chronim dorm tam and beis. Rakin hefzid ksuba, yesh chiluk bein erechad shnayim, de bein erechad lo hefzid ksuba asa. Kosher makhesh is also. Shneshneidim, Avshein Asurla, Mishnachrona, Nikomakom, Ksubosa Yefsida. So the whole discussion over here is talking about a Ksuba. So writes the Beis Shmuel. So writes the Chelot Holot. Here's the Beis Shmuel, that's Pshita. The last two lines, we'll start with those. When Hefta Ksuba, Pshita, the Enem Avsedes Al Piyed Echad. Kshit Machish also. Avalim Hodes, Mishnachrona, Yefsida Ksuba. That's Pshita. We're not discussing that over here in the Ramah. So what are we discussing? Take a look at the Beis Shmuel from the beginning of Sif Katan Lamed. Take a look. L'chore Koshe, Maiko Mashmalon, the whole door shalom, lo mahani lefnei erechot, typically, da filim mi omeres kein lefnei kamayidim, da surah lebal of omeres b'dibur reho, she never backs out, Mikol makom, he muteres lebala, the ene yichol lesser es atzmo lebala, Rabin Hashem einah nosta biacher. What's going on over here? Pshita. What's going on? Amazing. Skip two lines. The efsher, the kamash malon, the muteres lebala, catch this now, kishomeres shekeru. What does that mean? That she is muteres, not only is she muteres, where she says straight through that she was mizane, even if she backs out, even then she's a muteres. Even then she's a muteres? Of course then she's muteres. She now backed out from saying she sinned. What's going on over here? No, fakert. What does it say? Tahava amina, shomeres shekeru, later on, gorat fei, meomeres adayin ani asuru lebaili. Can you imagine that? When she says later on that she lied, a greater chance to answer her than when she says straight through that she's asura. How can that be? V'yesh ledamos, l'mashakos, l'besimen, membeis, siv gimel, shemarami padwa, shomeres lo kibalti kiddushin, gorat tve. Do you have a shulchan? Who has a shulchan aruch which has the whole from siman aleph? I don't have it with me. Who has the Eben Ezra which has the whole thing from the beginning to the end? Okay, just look at it for a minute. I just want to read it to you with Mem Beis. I'm sorry to trouble you. Mine starts here and later on. Well, I'm going to read to you, thank you. Read to you from Simon Mem Beis Siv Gimel. That's Ramon's quoting over here. He quotes the Ramon and Simon Mem Beis Siv Gimel. Listen carefully. You need to be Mekadosh a woman in front of two Eidim. If they weren't visible, they're not married. Afilu Shama Meha Eidim Shama Mishem Mekabelas to Kiddushin. I'm playing games with him. She was kibitzing with this guy. She's playing a trick on him. Because there were no Edom that they both saw. She knew. It's not even though she knew from behind her that there were Edom back. But he didn't know. And then and no one else. It wasn't known that they knew there were Edom. She denied she ever got a ring from the guy. V'o'edim me'idim shekibla shuv eino ne'menes lomar l'schok kivanti v'havi kiddush. Can you imagine that? She denied the whole thing, so then she's not believed to say it was a joke. So you make a comparison. Over here too, later on, when she says what? When she says, I lied. When she says, I lied. We should compare it to the Rambo when it comes to Kiddushin. And therefore it would be a Hava Amina that once she admits she lies, then all bets are off. And then maybe in that kind of a case, we would say, yeah, she's Taka Asura. It's a funny Hava Amina, but I'm just letting you know what the Beis Shmuel says over here. Thank you. What the Beis Shmuel says over here in this particular case. So it's Kamash Malan. It's all a bluff. The whole thing is one big bluff from the beginning to the end. Now, Bosai, I want to show you the Ramo in Siv Zayin. On the Makorah sheet, I ask you to see Kuf Tes Vav Siv Zayin. See the Ramo. Everyone, please turn a page, to Siv Zayin in the Ramo. Siv Zayin, Kuf Tes Vav Siv Zayin. Very end, last three lines. Yesh Omrim. Some say, we saw the Gemara in the Kiddushin of Samach Vav, that if one man says to a husband, your wife is Mizana, nothing. He stays with her. But if he believes this guy like two, never like a betray, then he has to divorce her. Says the Ramo, Yesh Omrim de lo yochal loma shemamen la'ed, elam mamalo gamkem b'shar dvorim, avalim eno mamalo b'shar dvorim, rak b'dover zeh, he suspects her, so this witness confirms his worst fears. Lo nesra olav mishum zeh marik. Amazing. If you want to say he's believed to you, and you believe him in everything, not that you believe him in this particular case. Where does this come from, Rabbi Osai? If you look on the Gro, Sivkoton Lamed Zayin, Mashakosu b'kiddushin Samach Vav, Imehem alochi betray, mashma de kimle begavei shalo aid. Not that you believe the story because of the side points involved plus the aid. They believe the aid himself. Ukemosha kosev peragakosev the basrav chista. Who was basrav chista? You know who she was? Who was she married? Should be a, who knows the yichus of the Amoroi? Who married whom? Didn't make the only simchas. Who married her? Rava. Rava was married to Rav Chista's daughter. And he said, in Ksubas, that Peheyam and Aleph, Kim Li Bigavo. I absolutely trust her. Kim Li Bigavo Tuva. Okay? What does that mean? Not only do I trust her that she is a righteous and truth-telling woman, I trust her smarts. If you look at the Gemara over there, I trust her smarts. She is streetwise. She knows what she's talking about. Look over here in the Beis Shmuel, fascinating. Beis Shmuel, Sifkoton, Lamed Gimel. Kosev Marik, Dafka Gavra de Gaius Pei Umotzi Atzlo. Over the Shas, Ksubas Pehei, Amarava, Shani Bas Rav Chista, the Kimli Begava Tuva, I trust her smarts. Aval Imam Elo Machmas Shum Mugzuk Bechassidus, small ches, he's a Mugzuk Bechassidus, he's a Tzadik Yisod Olam, for lo Kimli Begava, you don't trust the smarts? Lo. Not every chassid is streetwise. He could be the biggest chassid in the world. But if I don't trust his smarts, then you can't say that I believe him like Tuwaitim. Fascinating. It's so, Chazal was so, think of the expression, smart. They understood. You can't trust him because Chazal, if you trust him for what he is, he's one person. But to trust him like two, he has to be not only smart in Torah, he has to be smart in the world. As Mrs. Rava, Rav Chista's daughter, was. You know why she was so smart? She grew up in her father's house. Rav Chista saw everything in his lifetime. And she was like my kids. They what my kids know, you don't want to know. They picked up from me over here in my phone calls. I had to throw them out of the house sometimes even. They pick things up in a rabbi's house. So Bas Rav Chista picked things up. And he trusted her smart. She saw exactly, she knew exactly what's flying. Aside from being virtuous, righteous, and a truth teller. Fine. Rabosai. Take a look here in the Pisrei Tshuva. In Tzivkot and Mem Beis. Rav Kiveh quotes the Beis Meir. That's Tshuva Kuf. Hagol Shulchan Aruch Marik La Halacha Brura De Eid Echad Oshayach Akbanem and Beidav Kibetrei La Nias Daiti Barajba. The very important Shuva Simon Elif Reish Lamed Zayin. It's on my desk in a fancy edition. Lo Mashma Kain Fechena Emes La Nias Daiti Ilubonu Ladun Inyan Hamona Zu Me Inyan Kimla Begavad De Bas Rav Chista Lo haya shayach lechlal bizman hazeh lo din bo. There's no one today who is as swift as Bas Rav Chista. Nobody. Can't have this concept anymore, he suggested. Okay. Once we're talking about that tshuva, Elif Reish Lamed Zayin, please turn back to the Pisrei Tshuva Lamed Tes. Who also quotes that same Tshuva in the Rashba. Again, it's on my desk. Give a look. Lamites. Ayin b'mish... Everyone with me? Pisrei Tshuva Lamites. Ayin b'mishna l'melech. Look inside, please. It's in Chavdal Anishas Halacha Yud Zayin. Shehevi b'shem Rashba Tshuva Elif Resh Lamed Zayin Shekosa. Hod b'som mechaz daito aleim. Tabin in Chayav Lahotzi. Dafka... Sha'isha shosekes, aber b'makchishoso, ein of chayav lahotzi. K'damina bi'alma k'dushin samachem and beis. We mentioned it yesterday. Ein echad b'akchosho lav klum hu. What's he saying over here? The only reason he writes the Mishnah of the Melech, quoting from the Rashba, that if the man trusts the aid and he considers him like two, that's what's found over here. In the Shulchan Aruch, again, Ein Echad says, or some relative says, "Hu ma'amina v'somechas daito aleihem shuzin so ishto." Man or woman, doesn't matter who says it. Hol v'somcha daito l'davazeshu ms. Harei zechayev lo tzia. Why she denies it? She denies it. She thinks suba. Wait a second. He writes on the bottom, if she denies it, it's nothing. If she denies it, then eino chayav lahotzia. So he presumably, if the mechaber is right, he knows the case of the mechaber was she shows sekes. She neither confirms nor denies. Her confirmation is not considered an admission, otherwise she loses ksuba. But neither is it considered to be an admission. Neither is again, it's not considered an admission. She doesn't lose ksuba. It's not considered to be a denial. Neither. So if it's not a denial, Eilechad has X measure of credibility. Add to it the fact that some chadaita that says Eilechad like Shnayim, additional credibility. It puts you over the hump. Over the hump, he's required to divorce her. But that's what suggested. But if she denies it, then we have a klal gadol. Eilechad b'chashal af klum. You can't make one witness into two. If her denial made the one witness into zero, all you can do is multiply. You can double the power of Eid Echad if you believe him. But if she already canceled down to zero, twice zero is zero. That's what it says over here. Amazing idea. Amazing idea. The Meister Mishnah Lamelech, L'dayti Dover Godol Diber Hanovi. Calls the Rashba Novi. Novi. A Novi. A Navi, well, I don't know about that. He quotes the Bekiva Eger, who says, the Rashba, he says, Midivre Tshuvas Maimini, Sof Simen Chafhei, Mavur Kimat Lehedjo, the Af B'machishoso, Shayach Mehemele, Le'inyan Isura. V'achi, that's the Tshuva we saw yesterday. V'achi Yesh Ledaik Midivre Harama B'hago. What did the Rama say? Hold this difnei echad shezinsa. V'achakach omer shesekeru. We say, Armina v'tchila shahodis, etc. Mavu lehedja. Tibet echad shezinsa b'chai gavna. Would be an aid. Asura. Tibetheman apem machishaso. An inference of the Rabbi Kiveger against this tshuvas harashbo. Okay. So now I'm going to say my last point for today. We only have another 10 minutes to go. A very, very important point. We're going to have to finish it tomorrow, but I want to start at least today. You know what? I'd like you to see things inside. Does everyone have a Shulchan Aruch? I'm going to go out of order. I'm going to show you first the Ramah, and then we'll go back to the sources later. Ramah is found in Simon Kuf Ayin Ches Sif Tes. The last Maramokim before Ramosh. Again, believe that. I'm going to try to finish tomorrow. I want to start the Chazar on Thursday. Believe that. Okay? Believe that. Okay. Turn to the Ramah, Simen Kuf Ayin Ches, Siftes. Again, many of the sources are found in Kuf Tetzvav, especially in the Dake Moshe of the Ramah. That's his original, where he wrote his original Tyrus. Kuf Ayin Ches, Sif test. This is mamash the very end of Evan Ezer, the very last simon. Kufa and Ches is the last of all the simonim, and Sif test is towards the end of this very simon. We'll read it. Well, not take that back. It's halfway through the simon. Let's read it together in the Ramah. Okay. V'yesh omrin the bizman hazeh sheshcher rabbeinu Gershom shlo legarish isha bal karcha. Eino neman lomar shemaminalo shemamino o shemamal adivri ha'eid techashinon shema einav nosan biacheres v'omer shemamino afopi she'eino mamin u'minadin also al she'omer shemamino v'goram levatel cher rabbeinu Gershom. Wow, that is a mouthful. The closest we saw to that is when I showed you the Tosfos here in Masechet Nedarim. Hold on a second, help me out over here. I want the previous. I got a previous. Previous. This is Tzadi. I wanted the Tzadi. How do I do that? This way.
All the way to the right.
All the way to the right.
Yeah.
But this.
Yeah.
I want to go. Thank you. Let's read the Tosfos. You saw it yet? Oh, I have to make it bigger. Same thing as yesterday, right? No. I wanna get further down. How do I get down? Here?
Click on the left.
Left?
Yeah, click no, not there. Still
this?
Yeah.
Ah, magic. Thank you so much. Okay. You're teaching me, you know, gradually when I pick this up. It tells us Chazru. Listen to this. What? Wasn't it here?
Yes,
sir. Where's the Tosis we saw yet about?
It's too large at the bottom. It's over
there. Oh, here it is. Thank you. Right. I make it bigger here? Let me make it bigger here.
No, you have to go to the top.
Top?
No.
Where make it bigger?
To go back. You get rid of it.
But I can't. I don't want to go up. I'm going to lose it.
But you, then go back down afterwards. I'll
go back down.
More? No.
Guys, the computer's not working. Oh, 20%. Come out. Let's see. Now get back to the bottom. Very good. I'm going to move the other way. There it is. A little further. Perfect. Okay. Look at this now. Here it is. Miyu Nire. To after the Mishnah Achrona. Oh. Im omeres isha tmeani b'cha. The omer habal shem amino the asurlo. Why? The iu shavya lenafshei chadicha di isura. Fafilu tagzar boha isha v'toma be'ones hoya. We don't believe her. V'yesh omrim dimisham tino lem. We put him in cherim. Al shegoram shetiyosir ishto alav v'over al cherim takonas rabbeinu gershom. We already saw this once before, yesterday, the day before. I read it to you. Just quoting the Rambam over here. Simen kuf ayin ches siftes cherim d'rabbeinu gershom. It was on the Maram HaKobos, if you recall, in Hagos Maimini, Perek of Dalet, Sifkaton Yud. Fine. That is a problem. Take a look over here in the Beis Shmuel, Sifkaton Tes. On the words of Menadin also, put him in Cheirin. Ayin Marik, Shoresh Kuf Yud, Hevi Shtei Deyes Bezeh. In Menadin also. One day it says yes, one day it says no. The Das Tos in the Dorim we just saw, Menadin also. Ki hu nema lo ma shem ma'amil l'divrei ha'eid, im kein gorem hu levatel takon shem ben gershem, shem achim Menadin also. Aval Das ha'poskim shehevi ha'rav ramoh. De'ei nema lo ma'am, the mama of the aid, any odea minole de menadin also, meyacha de leka kan akiras takon se ben gershom. What a kasha he is. It can't both be true. If he's believed and he's in effect forcing a divorce, he deserves a cherim, a ben gershom. If he's not believed, why put him in a cherim? What a great kasha. The Ramos said both. Yes, Shomri says, ain't on Neman and Menadin also. That's ridiculous. Ask the Beis Shmuel Sifkot and Tes. It makes no sense. How do you figure this one out? This is a great kasha. So on the bottom of my version, only the modern ones have it. They quote Hagoris or Baruch Frankel. Maybe some of you guys have it in the back. Maybe I have it on the bottom. He gives a fascinating answer. I only have another 3 minutes. I'll just give you his answer, and then the rest we'll try to discuss that tomorrow. They're trying to blin neder, try to finish the sugi. He gives the following answer. We already mentioned earlier, Abosai, that we talk about belief, there are two levels. One is intrinsic credibility, and one is shav yanav shechaticha de yisur. The Beis Meir already said the same exact thing. Says the Rav Baruch Frankel like this. This is what the Rama means. Poshut, he says, shall the day are Rishona Shemevi Rama Av Shein Raminim Lo. In other words, Meikar Adin, in terms of pure credibility, he lacks it. Mikom Akom Kevin Deshav Yanav Shechaticha Di Isura Asura Hilo V'Tzorach Legarsho. Amazing. You hear what he's saying? When the Ramah said, Nazar Veda Gershom's Chayim, Eino Neman means you lost your intrinsic credibility to say that you believe what the aide said. Because we suspect you want a dumper, but you can't otherwise. But Shavya Anav Shechaticha Di Isura still exists. And you have to divorce her. And therefore, since we consider him a liar, Hu agorim levatel cherim en egesha, therefore we put him in cherim. Repeat. The Ramah said two things. He's not believed, and you put him in cherim. Fet the Beishmot, tied to the Sasre. If he's believed, then he can knock the Rabbi Negershim's cherim. He belongs to me in cherim. Okay? But then he's believed. If he's not believed, then he's still married to him. What's the problem? No. He's not believed intrinsically. But we saw earlier, there could be a different level called Shavya Nafsha Chaticha Di Isura. That's the whole point we mentioned a few times already today. At the Beis Meir made that point. There's intrinsic belief, credibility, and Shavya Nafsha, a lower level. So when the Ramah said there's no intrinsic credibility, he still retained the Shavya Nafsha concept. Therefore, he's not allowed to live with her. Therefore, at the end of the day, he's going to have no choice but to divorce her. And by divorcing her, he's in effect, against her will, in effect, undermining the Cherem and the Gershom Aragola. And therefore, both are true. He's what? He's not believed intrinsically. But he is believed Shavya Nafsha Chaticha Di Isura. And therefore, it's undermining the marriage. And therefore, it's in Chen Ben Gershom. That's the answer given by Rav Baruch Frankel to the otherwise very powerful kasha of the Beis Shmuel Simen Kuf Ayin Ches Sif Tes. This is what it says. Any questions? We covered a lot of ground today. If you have a chance to chazer it over, Rav Osai. Then tomorrow, again, I believe Neder. I'm going to try to finish tomorrow. My comments include Rav Moshe's Shuvas in the last line. And hopefully on Thursday, we'll start the chazer. Lena.